Test 3. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You hear 2 students talking about an exam. So how do you think you got on?
Not that well, I'm afraid.
Why? You usually do really well in organic chemistry.
I know, but because this was the last exam, I left my revision till the last moment and couldn't revise everything I needed to. So I decided to revise some parts thoroughly and just hope they'd all come up. Unfortunately, when I read the questions, I realised I couldn't answer all of them as well as I'd have liked. Oh, I got through it all in time, but I won't get a very high mark. How about you?
I think I did pretty... So how do you think you got on?
Not that well, I'm afraid.
Why? You usually do really well in organic chemistry.
I know, but because this was the last exam, I left my revision till the last moment and couldn't revise everything I needed to. So I decided to revise some parts thoroughly and just hope they'd all come up. Unfortunately, when I read the questions, I realised I couldn't answer all of them as well as I'd have liked. Oh, I got through it all in time, but I won't get a very high mark. How about you?
I think I did pretty... 2. At a cafe, you overhear 2 people talking about work.
So, what's all this about your new head of department? I hear she's already managed to upset some of your colleagues.
Yes, she has. She wants to change the way the whole department is run and she wants it to happen quickly. She's not getting everyone's full cooperation, though, and that's causing problems.
What about you? Have you had any trouble?
Well, actually, we see eye to eye on most things, and I think she's a good leader. But certain people in the office are giving me the cold shoulder because they think I'm just trying to get into her good books. Mark and Meg aren't even speaking to me now, and that's really getting on my nerves. Their attitude is ridiculous because I'd actually suggested some of the changes before she arrived.
Let's hope things get sorted out soon. So, what's all this about your new head of department? I hear she's already managed to upset some of your colleagues.
Yes, she has. She wants to change the way the whole department is run and she wants it to happen quickly. She's not getting everyone's full cooperation, though, and that's causing problems.
What about you? Have you had any trouble?
Well, actually, we see eye to eye on most things, and I think she's a good leader. But certain people in the office are giving me the cold shoulder because they think I'm just trying to get into her good books. Mark and Meg aren't even speaking to me now, and that's really getting on my nerves. Their attitude is ridiculous because I'd actually suggested some of the changes before she arrived.
Let's hope things get sorted out soon.
3. You overhear a man telling a woman about an art exhibition. I went to an art exhibition yesterday.
How come? Art is not your cup of tea, is it?
Perhaps not, but Jenny suggested I should go. She said I'd really enjoy it, and as she knows what I find interesting, I went. And I'm glad I did. It was every bit as good as she said it would be.
Who was the artist?
Bonnie Kemp. You probably won't have heard of her. She's a sculptor, and she makes these large stones into different shapes. The idea is that you hold or hug them. After a while, you feel calm or happy. It's not the sort of thing you normally do to feel these emotions.
Was it like a kind of therapy?
Yes, that's right. The majority of people seem to get the same feelings while hugging the stones as I did. Why don't you come with me tomorrow? It's the last day and I wouldn't mind going again.
Okay, let's arrange it.
I went to an art exhibition yesterday.
How come? Art is not your cup of tea, is it?
Perhaps not, but Jenny suggested I should go. She said I'd really enjoy it, and as she knows what I find interesting, I went. And I'm glad I did. It was every bit as good as she said it would be.
Who was the artist?
Bonnie Kemp. You probably won't have heard of her. She's a sculptor, and she makes these large stones into different shapes. The idea is that you hold or hug them. After a while, you feel calm or happy. It's not the sort of thing you normally do to feel these emotions.
Was it like a kind of therapy?
Yes, that's right. The majority of people seem to get the same feelings while hugging the stones as I did. Why don't you come with me tomorrow? It's the last day and I wouldn't mind going again.
Okay, let's arrange it.
4. You hear a man and a woman talking about moving abroad.
Do you remember me telling you that I was thinking of moving abroad?
Yes, but I didn't think you were being serious.
I probably wasn't at the time, but now I am. I've already applied for 3 jobs.
Why? Aren't you happy here?
Not really, because my job seems to be going nowhere. I've been doing it for 5 years now, and it's not challenging anymore. There's no satisfaction.
The pay isn't bad, though, is it?
That's not the point. And anyway, with my language skills, I'll be able to earn a good salary in Paris.
Paris, eh? Isn't your friend Justin working there?
Yes, he is. In fact, he's the one who helped me apply for the jobs.
Well, good luck, and don't forget to invite me over if you do move.
Don't worry, I won't. Do you remember me telling you that I was thinking of moving abroad?
Yes, but I didn't think you were being serious.
I probably wasn't at the time, but now I am. I've already applied for 3 jobs.
Why? Aren't you happy here?
Not really, because my job seems to be going nowhere. I've been doing it for 5 years now, and it's not challenging anymore. There's no satisfaction.
The pay isn't bad, though, is it?
That's not the point. And anyway, with my language skills, I'll be able to earn a good salary in Paris.
Paris, eh? Isn't your friend Justin working there?
Yes, he is. In fact, he's the one who helped me apply for the jobs.
Well, good luck, and don't forget to invite me over if you do move.
Don't worry, I won't.
5. You hear a man and a woman talking at a train station.
We apologise for any inconvenience caused.
Not again! That's the 3rd time this week the 7:45 has been delayed.
Yes, I know.
I'm going to be late for work again. My boss is getting fed up with me turning up late with excuses about the train. Perhaps I should go up by car.
You'd have to put up with heavy traffic then.
And I'd have to make excuses about getting stuck in traffic jams. If only the office were down here.
Wouldn't that be convenient? I'm afraid that commuting is the one disadvantage of living out here.
And one I'll have to put up with, because it's such a great place to live.
That's exactly why I bought property here. Why don't you take an earlier train? Then if it's delayed, you'll still get in on time.
It'll mean less sleep, but I think it's worth it.
We apologise for any inconvenience caused.
Not again! That's the 3rd time this week the 7:45 has been delayed.
Yes, I know.
I'm going to be late for work again. My boss is getting fed up with me turning up late with excuses about the train. Perhaps I should go up by car.
You'd have to put up with heavy traffic then.
And I'd have to make excuses about getting stuck in traffic jams. If only the office were down here.
Wouldn't that be convenient? I'm afraid that commuting is the one disadvantage of living out here.
And one I'll have to put up with, because it's such a great place to live.
That's exactly why I bought property here. Why don't you take an earlier train? Then if it's delayed, you'll still get in on time.
It'll mean less sleep, but I think it's worth it.
6. You hear a man talking about a documentary he saw.
You missed a really great program. It showed a scientist catching poisonous snakes in countries like Australia, South Africa, and India. It's incredibly hard to catch them, but he made handling these dangerous animals look so easy. Then he got the snakes to bite on a kind of membrane so that he could collect drops of venom. Milking, I think the process is called. After that, he explained what chemicals are in snake venom and what they can do to a human. You know, like affecting the nervous system and causing terrible internal bleeding. Of course, I knew all this, but did you know that these poisons might one day be used to help people get pain relief in hospital? You missed a really great program. It showed a scientist catching poisonous snakes in countries like Australia, South Africa, and India. It's incredibly hard to catch them, but he made handling these dangerous animals look so easy. Then he got the snakes to bite on a kind of membrane so that he could collect drops of venom. Milking, I think the process is called. After that, he explained what chemicals are in snake venom and what they can do to a human. You know, like affecting the nervous system and causing terrible internal bleeding. Of course, I knew all this, but did you know that these poisons might one day be used to help people get pain relief in hospital?
7. You hear a man talking to a shop assistant.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
My friend bought this pullover last week as a birthday present for me. When I tried it on, I found it was too small, so I'd like to exchange it for a larger size.
May I see the receipt, please?
I don't have it, but I have this piece of paper which says I can exchange it. It doesn't have the price on it, though.
That's fine. May I have a look at it? Well, it says you have to return it within 7 days, and today is Wednesday the 12th of March. Let me check one moment. It was bought on Thursday the 6th. So that seems in order. Oh, wait a moment. It was bought in the sales, so I'm afraid there are no exchanges for this item.
What? That's not fair.
It's the store policy, sir. I'm sorry, but...
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
My friend bought this pullover last week as a birthday present for me. When I tried it on, I found it was too small, so I'd like to exchange it for a larger size.
May I see the receipt, please?
I don't have it, but I have this piece of paper which says I can exchange it. It doesn't have the price on it, though.
That's fine. May I have a look at it? Well, it says you have to return it within 7 days, and today is Wednesday the 12th of March. Let me check one moment. It was bought on Thursday the 6th, so that seems in order. Oh, wait a moment. It was bought in the sales, so I'm afraid there are no exchanges for this item.
What? That's not fair.
It's the store policy, sir. I'm sorry, but...
8. You hear a man and a woman talking about a new friend the man has.
Pam told me you'd met someone. Is that true? It is, isn't it? Come on, who is it?
Her name's Kate.
What's she like?
She's about your height. She's smart and kind, and she's good-looking like you.
I like her already. Where did you meet her? Oh, I know, at work. It's the same Kate you told me about from the marketing department, isn't it? How did you get the nerve to talk to her?
That's the thing, I didn't. She left the company a few months ago, before I got the chance to talk to her. I bumped into her on the way to my brother Mark's party. She said she remembered me from Benson's. We had a chat and exchanged numbers before she got off the stop before mine. We've been out a couple of times, and I enjoy her company.
When can I meet her?
I'm having a little party next Saturday, and you're invited.
Great! Pam told me you'd met someone. Is that true? It is, isn't it? Come on, who is it?
Her name's Kate.
What's she like?
She's about your height. She's smart and kind, and she's good-looking like you.
I like her already. Where did you meet her? Oh, I know, at work. It's the same Kate you told me about from the marketing department, isn't it? How did you get the nerve to talk to her?
That's the thing, I didn't. She left the company a few months ago, before I got the chance to talk to her. I bumped into her on the way to my brother Mark's party. She said she remembered me from Benson's. We had a chat and exchanged numbers before she got off the stop before mine. We've been out a couple of times, and I enjoy her company.
When can I meet her?
I'm having a little party next Saturday, and you're invited.
Great!
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two.